All right, here comes confusion.
This is Face the Music, an Electric Light Orchestra song-by-song podcast. Episode 077, Confusion.
Confusion is the second track on Discovery. Legend says that Jeff Lynne wrote the song while playing snooker with Birmingham City Football Club player Trevor Francis. Trevor described the event.
We were playing snooker together, and at the end of the game, he disappeared, and I followed, into his studio. There and then, he got the idea for a new track. How amazing is that?
In the liner notes for the 2001 remaster of Discovery, Jeff wrote,
I'd just got a hold of the very latest synthesizer, the Yamaha CS80. This song is based entirely on the sound it made.
In the 11th issue of the Face the Music fanzine in 1992, Andrew Whiteside wrote,
At its heart, Confusion is an ABBA-esque bit of slush. There are enough nice touches to keep it afloat, such as Bev's reggae-style rim shots and a reprise of Richard's fairy dust synth work.
In the October 27th, 2005 article on First Listen in Stylus magazine, Andrew Gehrig wrote,
Confusion is the best glam soul pop ballad David Bowie never wrote.
When asked in April 2016 about the time Jeff said he sounded like Helen Shapiro on Confusion, he said,
I might have been joking.
Who am I? Why am I here?
Hi, I'm Eric Winsenson.
And I'm Eric Paul Johnson.
And we get to the second track on the album, also one of my favorites. People wonder why I like Discovery so much. It's because I don't know why people just think disco, disco, disco with this thing. Two disco songs on the entire album. Come on.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you got one of the more diverse albums where maybe that might be it. It doesn't have an underlying sound to it, like a lot of their other stuff did before then. This has a lot of variety in the different types of music they play. And Confusion is a great example because we're all of a sudden into something that's almost 60s oriented with some of the way that it's presented, but it's very much looking forward to the 80s. I mean, it doesn't sound as 70s. Shine a Little Love sounds very, very 70s. And then Confusion sounds almost very much early 80s. I think it might be the new keyboard that Jeff Lynne had got in. I think it's the very echoey drum sound kind of adds to it as well. The hooks are wonderful on this. I've always wondered why this wasn't a bigger hit for them when it came out.
Oh, yeah.
Because this should have really been as, I mean, well, of course, Mr. Blue Sky only got to number 35, so I hear Confusion a lot these days, too. I think people are really starting to get on the bandwagon with this because I have heard this a lot more than I used to in the past.
That's good. Of course, I don't listen to radio much because I got tired of hearing Aqualung all the time. I think one of the things that helped makes this sound 80s, this is almost like a transition from 70s into 80s songs, is that little drum rim shot that Bevan does during the cute little keyboard solo that comes in.
I was trying to think of how to describe that.
Yeah, because that's something that I heard quite a bit in the early 80s in some songs. This is another one of those ELO songs that I forget how much I really like. I mean, I don't dread it like, here comes, it's over, it's over, it's over. I like Confusion plenty fine. When I think of Confusion, I think, oh, that's a nice song, I like it. And then it comes on, it's like, oh yeah, that's right, I like Confusion. And then Jeff starts singing, and it's like, oh, yeah, The Confusion is a frickin' awesome song. I just love Jeff's voice. It's so fantastic on this song. And what's really great is that he gets a few seconds throughout the song where it's just his voice that you hear. To lean on. And yeah, for an album labeled Disco Very, there's only two really disco songs. I don't really hear anything disco-y about this. It's a nice late 70s, early 80-ish pop song, but I'm not hearing thumpa 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 with heavy strings and high pitch woo's going on. Oh, and I love the choir that goes on behind Confusion. That helps add some extra good weight to the song. The starry sky, you've been set inside. It's a fandamtastic song, and I love it.
And I know it's very calculated in a lot of ways. It uses the pop chords. It basically slams right into that hook with doing the vocoder on Confusion right before the rim shot. But it works. Everything on here works. Now, one thing I was thinking of listening to it today is how much this could have just been slightly reworked about 10 years later. With George Harrison on the vocals, for the most part, with Roy Orbison coming in on the chorus.
Ooh,
this
yeah.
Very much, the way it runs, this could have been a Traveling Wilburys song.
I'm eargasming, fantasizing about Roy Orbison singing To Lean On.
Right.
That would have been great to hear Roy sing that.
Yeah, because this would have been a great Harrison-Orbison duet from first Traveling Wilburys album. It sounds a little bit more dated than that, but it sounds almost to that point with Lynn's production and everything on this particular one. It doesn't sound 1979 to me. It sounds a little bit further into the 80s, and with a little bit of tweaking, could even be late 80s if you take some of the extra little electronics off of it.
Well, since you bring that up, in late 1986, I got excited for a couple of seconds, maybe even a second and a half, which the wife will tell you that's longer than usual. By 1986, KZZP had become a solid, hard top 40 station. One of those top 40 stations that doesn't play anything older than 6 months. If it's from 6 months or earlier, that's some oldie. Why don't you go have Grandpa play that song for you? I did not listen to KZZP at that point. I did in the early 80s. They were much better back then. But my sister did. And I was in my room minding my own business, probably working on my underground newspaper or whatever. And from her room, I heard the first two notes of a song. And I thought, is KZZP playing Confusion? Is Confusion coming back to be a hit? Because there's no way in late 1986 that KZZP is going to play not only just a song from 1979, but an ELO song, who by that point had been forgotten by anybody under, even people my age at the time. I was 17. You know, I say ELO, oh, you like classical music? No, and then the rest of the song went on. And no, it wasn't ELO. It was Point of No Return by New Shoes. The first two notes and the way the keyboard sounds, it just, every single time that it happens to pop up, my head thinks, Confusion! No, that's New Shoes. That is why I tortured you, Eric, by saying, hey, this New Shoes song might come up.
I was wondering because I heard maybe a couple notes of Confusion in it, and then that just left me with Confusion because I'm sitting there going, why am I watching this decently pretty blonde girl being skeeved on by some guy in a leopard print shirt behind her with some stop motion shoes following them around everywhere? And
oh, that's right. I forgot about that. See, I didn't watch the video. I watched the first 2 seconds of the video to make sure I had the right version because there are remixes all over the place. And I just want to make sure, is this the one? Yeah, this is the one. I'll send it off to Eric. So you watched more of it than I did, but I knew where I was going with that, and you didn't.
I watched the whole thing, yes.
For sitting through the entire New Shoes video, Eric deserves some hazard pay, so need more people to subscribe through the ELO Patreon page.
Definitely.
Got something to say about Confusion? Then call the telephone line voicemail.
623-850-3375.
Was it a hit or was it?
In America, Confusion was the third single released from Discovery, with Poker as the B-side. It came out on October 8, 1979. The single didn't do so hot on the charts. It only popped in at number 37 on the Hot 100, number 41 on Billboard's Adult Contemporary, and on Cashbox it made it to number 47. It was the fourth single released from the album in England. The double A-sided single, backed with Last Train to London, came out on November 17, 1979, and reached number 8. It had a really cool picture sleeve based on the cover from Out of the Blue, and came with a sticker of the ELO logo seen on a New World Record. In Canada, it reached number 20. It did one better in New Zealand, getting up to number 19. It got to number 10 in South Africa, number 9 in Ireland, number 6 in Germany, and in Austria it peaked at number 5. The song was covered by Joachim Horn, Stefan Hallberg, Street Power, and Ravo Tamek, all in 1980. It was also covered by King, Electric Light Orchestra Part 2 in 1997, and the Magic Orchestra in 2006. It was sampled in 2009 by Paul White for his song, Cheese Special and a Draw.
Hello, this is Troy White with A Thought from Troy. Confusion is one of my all-time favorite ELO songs. Here we have a classic ELO song about heartbreak with a twist. In this song, Jeff Lynne does not play the role of the person who has been hurt. He's not writing or singing the song from a first-person perspective. Instead, he has written this song and sings it from what I would call a second-person perspective, similar to what the Beatles did with She Loves You in 1963. In this song, Jeff Lynne is playing the role of a friend, a counselor, consoling someone whose heart has been broken. And if you've ever been through that experience, and I've been through it more times than I care to admit or can even remember, oftentimes it is hard to find someone who will just be with you and listen to you and offer you words of comfort instead of, oh, there's too many fish in the sea, or, yeah, you'll find the next one, girls are like streetcars. Instead, finding someone who will just be with you at that time and say, hey, man, I understand. You're confused. You're hurt. I just want to be here for you. And that's why I love that song. And also, I can't understand why this song wasn't a bigger hit. I mean, it's like Mr. Blue Sky. That song only hit number 35. I mean, what's going on? I listened to several top 40 and album rock stations back in 1979, and I heard this song all the time, and yet it only peaked at number 37. So I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to see if I can contact Jeff and borrow his time transporter. And if he's being stingy with that, I'll see if I can borrow Dr. Doom's time machine. And I'm going to go back in time to 1979, and I'm going to buy enough copies of the Confusion 45 to get it in the top 20, or better yet, the top 10. You'll know my mission is successful if you check a copy of Joel Whitburn's Billboard Book of Top 40 Hits and you see that ELO's Confusion is in the top 10. I'll see you later. I hope so. Wish me luck. This has been A Thought from Troy.
Like it? Hate it? What does Madeline think?
It's a so-so. I don't like it really that much, but still good.
Wow, she liked it!
Face the Music, an Electric Light Orchestra song-by-song podcast, is a production of Radio Trolla Entertainment, Assorted Deli Meats Amalgamated. You can contact us by voicemail at 623-850-3375 or email us at eloftmpodcast@gmail.com. Keep up to date on the show by joining our Facebook group and spread the word by sharing the link or giving us a quick rating on iTunes. You can financially support the podcast at patreon.com/ELOpod. Next week, episode 078, Need Her Love.